Alrighty, let's go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this Monday, April 22nd. How's it going, Easter hangover havers? An interesting weekend, seeing as 420 and Easter fell on the same exact one. You had the devil on your shoulder on one side and the angel on the other. A classic battle for us to wage internally over the weekend. Well, I hope you came out on top no matter which way you decided to turn. We talked about our Easter happenings on the show and then learned about a baggage loophole that one lucky airline rider discovered in the nick of time. We shared four random facts with Cindy Graham this morning and heard about a retirement gag in the world of sports that I think John should emulate for his looming retirement from the radio biz. And speaking of old guys who are still at it, David Crosby joined us today. He called us up and had a nice chat with him. We heard the worst jobs list that just got revealed, and Finn the Herd took place. Oh, yeah. Monday morning, we rounded up the stupid and did away with them. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So how was this would be the first Easter that the boys actually understood something was going on. Yeah. Right? How'd it go?
Successful?
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Three egg hunts.
Three egg hunts?
My son was asleep, you know, on my wife's shoulder by the time we got home. Didn't even take any nursing to go to bed. Great.
All right. It's fun, man. How about you?
One egg hunt. One and a half.
Okay.
We did Friday. He did it with all Kristen's little cousins and dyed eggs. And then yesterday when he woke up, we had a basket and everything for him. The Easter bunny had a basket for him and hid a few different Easter eggs around the house. All sports themed, because that's all my kid is into is sports and footballs and baseballs and golf balls and the soccer balls.
I wonder if there's any kind of influence from dad.
The indoctrination's going well.
Listen, man, I just do what he says. He's the boss.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, John DiBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
I saw a travel story this morning that's rather interesting because, you know, traveling nowadays, you don't know what you're going to be able to get on the plane with, what you're not. Is your baggage too big to go in overhead? Is it way too much? Are going to charge you $2,000 because you brought an extra pair of socks? Whatever it might be, a British traveler is gaining attention online for her crafty way of getting around it. Natalie Wynn is a mom of five who was flying to the Canary Islands from Manchester, England, and when an airport employee weighed her suitcase and found it to be 8.8 pounds over what the limit was of 13.2 pounds. All right, so not wanting to shell out $85 for overweight baggage, she used a different approach. Wynn unzipped her bag and started layering clothing on.
Okay.
By the time she was done, Wynn's insane outfit ended up including 9 pounds of clothing in total, 7 dresses, 2 pair of shoes, 2 pair of shorts, a skirt, and a cardigan.
Oh my God!
All right. Jeez. Yeah. Right. You know, she said,
"How long was this trip?"
Well, I'm not sure how far the Canary Islands are, but I mean, it's got to be a couple hours from Manchester. That's for sure. You know,
no, I meant like how many days? She's packing for like a month.
Well, it's a woman packing. Man. Okay, all right. So, right. But she said, "Look, I was going on an all-inclusive vacation. Uh-huh. I didn't bring that much cash with me. If I would have had to pay the fee, I would have wiped myself out on cash." So, you know, and the airline was really ticked. Right, it's some airline, Thomas Cook Airways in England, and the airline was really ticked, and it was like, well, too bad.
Sorry, she found a loophole.
That's exactly.
Now that you can get your bag on with no cost, you're going to have to buy an extra plane ticket since you're too wide to fit in one seat.
Can you imagine this process?
All right, folks, we have a long line here. You, ma'am, I want your jacket in the bin. I want your hoodie underneath your jacket in the bin. I want your sweatshirt that's under your hoodie that's under your jacket in the bin. I also want your t-shirt that's under your sweatshirt that's under your hoodie that's under your jacket in the bin. I want your tank top that's under your t-shirt that's under your sweatshirt that's under your hoodie that's under your jacket in the bin. Come on, let's keep it moving. Move it along.
John DiBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
Cindy, how was, I was about to say Christmas, how was Easter? Getting my Jesus holidays confused.
Okay, kind of, we didn't do a whole lot.
No.
We did have an Easter egg hunt for my kids, and Saturday night.
That's nice. You let the kids run around outside. How old are they now? 30?
Well, it
25?
Was inside the house.
Inside the house.
It's like Elf on the
and
Shelf.
And were the actual eggs? You had adult children searching for eggs inside the house. You really made a challenge there, didn't you?
Oh, I do. I get pretty crafty. And then I forget where I hid stuff.
See, that's bad.
Next time you're emptying the litter, you're like, oh, crap. One split. Forgot about this one.
Oh, man. You sit down and there was one behind a pillow.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You know, but
there's always those leftovers.
But you don't normally sit in that chair.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the first time you've been in it in a month.
Yep.
Right? There's a smell. There's a smell. How old are the girls?
Good question. 19 and 22.
All right.
This is fine. Okay. That's nothing. All my cousins were searching along with my toddler yesterday at my grandparents' house. They're like 31.
Get
I
out.
I was fending off 30-year-olds so my son could pick up a stupid egg with, you know, three Hershey's Kisses inside.
It's a friggin' egg!
Yes, I know. It's outrageous. But some traditions never die.
That's true.
Oh, brother.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning. We got to set your world right with your, simple facts.
And now it's time for...
Ah!
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
All right, Cindy, get us going.
All right. Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart was originally supposed to be a vampire love story that would be part of musical Nosferatu.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Weird.
Wow.
Very weird. All right. What do you got, Steve?
The concept of jaywalking was created and spread by car companies in the early 1900s to shift the blame in accidents from drivers to pedestrians.
Damn, you know, it's nice to know that the car industry was dicks even back then.
Oh, yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. People in Nigeria drink more Guinness in a year than people in Ireland.
It's because they don't have bread.
Is that why?
And that's it. That's it.
All right, makes sense.
And the famous author Samuel Beckett and Andre the Giant were neighbors in rural France when Andre was a kid, and Beckett would give him rides to school in the back of his truck. Because Andre was too big for the bus. And there they are, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Here's a guy who got his. This is a really interesting story. He's only an amateur soccer player. There's a guy named Ignacio, let me get this right, Barbagallo.
All right.
Ignacio Barbagallo staged one of the greatest all-time retirement stunts in the history of sports. In the middle of a game in Sicily, the 55-year-old player had a helicopter land in the middle of the pitch, causing the other players to take cover. Nobody knew this was going to happen. Then some masked men emerged in the copter, grabbed Ignacio, right, threw him in the helicopter, right, as if he was being kidnapped, right? At gunpoint, they did this.
Okay.
All right. As the helicopter took off, the masked men left a sign behind that read, "Elimination for Finnish players," right? I don't know what they mean by that. Anyway, meantime, the team has been fined for the stunt, and he's been suspended from play until June. What the hell does it matter? He retired.
That's
was his last game. Idiots are
these love
people.
That. American sports need more European gags like
they
this.
They do. I'm retired.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
It is always a pleasure to talk to this man, and it's even more of a pleasure to say he's coming to town. He will be at Cooper River Park in Pensauken on Saturday, June 1st, for a free show celebrating the 175th anniversary of the founding of Camden County, something that means so much to David Crosby.
Well, you know, Camden County and I are very close.
Very, very close. Yeah. You went to high school there, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
How are you, Cross?
I'm really happy, man. I'm sitting here looking at the Pacific Ocean. I'm on a two-day little vacation with my wife who's celebrating 42 years together, and she still likes me, which is like fantastic.
As long as you brought up the Pacific, something that comes to mind, any time I know that I'm going to talk to you or your name comes up, one of the first things that pops into mind, and I hope this doesn't make you sad,
is the Mayan?
Dad, I miss the boat so badly, man, I can't tell you. I was down at Santa Barbara Harbor the other day, and I had to just pull over, and I wound up sitting there in the parking lot crying. I miss it so badly, and I just, I can't afford it, and I can't have it if I can't keep it up. And so that's how it is.
And for people who don't know, the Mayan was a 74-foot schooner. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. As a matter of fact, didn't you guys, was it an album cover or was it an album interior of you, Stills and Nash, you know, on the Mayan?
No, that was shot on another schooner. That
oh, really?
An older and more traditional kind of schooner, like a fishing schooner that my friend had in the Bahamas. My boat was actually prettier than that boat.
Well, which is why we only saw that one small area, probably. You know, I often wondered what got said, because everybody's laughing in that picture.
You know, we wondered about that. We can't remember. I can't imagine why we can't remember, but we can't remember.
With all of the stuff that you have done during the course of your career, tell me a song that you didn't write that you wish you would have written.
Eleanor Rigby.
Really?
I love it. I think it's a very brave song. He was talking about people that nobody else would have talked about. And I liked that about it. I thought it was a wonderful, heartfelt kind of song.
Is there anything in this business that you always wanted to do but never got around to?
Get rich.
Come on.
I think the 74-foot schooner.
We legitimately kind of got rich for a little bit there, but we blew that money, you know, because we had no idea that we were getting that money in the first place, and we had no idea what to do with it.
Well, speaking of the Mayan and wooden ships and himself, does Paul Kantner have writing credits on that?
On wooden ships? Absolutely he did. What happened is this, man. He and I and Stills wrote it, right?
Right.
And then when we were just about to put the record out, he called me up and he said, listen, our manager is suing us, and he's trying to obstruct everything that we're doing, and you can't put my name on the song, or he's going to legally stop your record from coming out. I said, oh, come on, Paul, you wrote it. And he said, yeah, but you can't do it, because the guy, you know, has already stopped our record from coming out, and he will do it to you, too. So that's why we did that, but, you know. Paul always was a writer and always did deserve to have credit on it, and he came up with some of the best stuff. My favorite one that was of he and I is Have You Seen the Stars Tonight?
Oh, God. What a great freaking song. I never realized you had something to do with that song.
Yeah, that's me and Paul.
Well, David Crosby is going to be appearing at Cooper River Park on Saturday, June 1st for a free show. Celebrating, as we know, the anniversary of Camden, which means so much.
David Crosby. Mr. Camden County.
It's widely known.
David's newest album, Here If You Listen, is available online at davidcrosby.com, iTunes, and amazon.com. David, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much. You know what? We'll probably talk to you again before this show happens, because we always love when you call in.
Thanks, man. I'd love to. It's fun, and I appreciate the help.
All right. Anytime, dude. You have any message for Pierre?
Tell him his mommy dresses him funny.
Oh, no. We know those are his choices, totally on his own.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The list came out once again, and you're just going to love the idea that this is on here. All right, the 10 worst jobs in America.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, and the weird thing is public relations for Facebook didn't make the list.
Yes, seriously.
All right, but according to the survey that got done, and the rankings are based on average pay, projected job growth, and stress, and keyword on stress here, all right, the 10 worst are coming in number one, taxi driver, number two, logger.
Okay.
Newspaper reporter, only because every day they show up and, oh, we're out of business. Mm-hmm. Right? A retail salesperson.
Okay.
Folding is
brick
just,
and mortar is not exactly doing so.
Right. Enlisted military personnel. Okay, they have a chance of dying.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Corrections officer. Oof, and now listen to this. DJ, broadcaster, and advertising salesperson. This job is just F.
It's the pits.
It's just, man. And I'm not sure if they mean DJ like club waka waka waka
yeah,
DJ.
Yeah, that's a little vague.
All right. Or broad. I'm going to consider myself a broadcaster, so I can go down one notch. All right. And then last, painter.
Yeah, painting.
Well, look what happened to Van Gogh, you know. The stress of that relationship.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to get to...
Send the Herd.
There's a 29-year-old guy in Florida named Gabriel Molina, and on Saturday night, he was in the Florida Keys driving a Ferrari. A cop stopped him for doing 75 miles an hour in a 45, right? And the cop, well, tried to stop him. He tried to pull him over, but Gabriel took off and started going about 100 miles an hour, which is like you're in a Ferrari. You're 100. My car does 240. Yeah, what are you doing at 100? Right, eventually, the cop caught up with him, and when the guy stopped at a gas station, right? Gabriel's excuse was, "You ready for this? Here's a whole new excuse. It's not like you normally like the super excuse. It's not my car.
Sure.
No, his excuse was, it's a Ferrari. It goes fast.
Oh,
all right. Unfortunately for Gabriel, his female passenger told the cops a completely different story and said that he was definitely out trying to outrun the cops. So Gabriel was arrested for fleeing and eluding, and it turns out that he has 9 traffic violations in the past 6 years for doing over 100 miles an hour in a 55.
In the Herd.
What do you got, Steve?
I have a guy named Aaron Miller and his girlfriend, Dawn Klein. They were at a hot springs resort in Bozeman, Montana last Friday night.
Okay.
They decided that they were going to start doing stuff to each other in the pool.
Doing stuff to each other in the pool.
Sure.
Okay.
The kiddie pool.
The kiddie pool.
They're going to do that.
Not very deep, the kiddie pool.
No. Well, while kids were swimming in it. So it just continues to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Well, somebody called the cops. They pulled over Aaron and Dawn as they were leaving. Aaron tried to say they were just stretching. Dawn, a bigger idiot, said, no, we were, quote, dry humping.
Oh, okay.
So five witnesses.
Well, that's a stretch.
Yeah. Five witnesses said that, no, they were having actual sex, and the surveillance footage backs it up. So these two morons are now both facing felony charges for indecent exposure.
In the Herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right. There's those situations where you can pull off the lie that, you're just holding these drugs for a friend, that sort of thing. This is not one of them. A 20-year-old guy named Damian Clark Jr. from Northeast Ohio was pulled over around 4 in the morning on Saturday when he didn't use a turn signal. The cops smelled marijuana, so they searched him and his car. And during the search, they found a bag of coke in his sock. And his excuse was, quote, those aren't my socks. Not
this
my socks,
worse than
man.
The Ferrari
guy.
Yeah,
right. Now, socks aren't exactly something people share, but even assuming Damien was telling the truth, okay, fine. Well, the cops also found drugs in his pants, his shirt, his jacket, and his car. It's like a kid's magician. He's arrested on several drug charges.
And lastly, a 31-year-old woman was at a McDonald's drive-thru in, check this out, Illawarra, Australia.
Whoa.
When she was getting her food, she swerved near another car and the driver honked at her. Well, that honk was enough to send her 33-year-old boyfriend over the edge, his name Ryan Sharp. Right? First, she called the cops to report that the other driver was honking at her. The cops obviously said there was nothing they could do about honking, so the couple spent the next several weeks hunting down the car.
Oh my God.
And 6 weeks after they honked at her, Ryan found the car in the driveway and blew it up with a pipe bomb. Right, he's facing a ton of charges, including stalking, intimidation, destroying property, placing an explosive in a car, possession of a prohibited weapon, and more. His girlfriend was charged with stalking as being an accessory after the fact.
In the Herd.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.